Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today I have a variety show in which we are going to discuss the Word of God, and then I'll have a few announcements. We're going to go through a few activities. It will not be in that order, but we will cover all of those areas. And once again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to speak to all of you who have just tuned in. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you, everyone. Today we have a packed segment, and the segment is entitled, I Searched All Over, But I Could Not Find Anyone. And how many of you know that there's a song by Mr. Vashon Mitchell that says, there's nobody greater. And when you find Jesus, you find something great. I jotted down a few notes, but I want to say that I am going to be led by the unction and function of the Holy Spirit. So just because I jotted down these notes does not mean that I will have to follow these notes, but I will let the Spirit lead me. Is that all right? So before we get started, you know how we do it. We pray. So we pray, a scripture is read, and then we go into the Word of God, and then we go into other things that the Lord places on the heart. So without further ado, let us go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just your divine grace and mercy for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, opening up our eyes so that we can see another day. Lord, we thank you for each moment that you give us. We thank you for each minute, each second, each hour, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just comforting us and blessing us and helping us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless the words to come out of our mouths, be of you, Lord, and not of our opinions or what we think. We're asking would you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking would you continue to comfort those who are in the hospitals, comfort those who have lost loved ones, continue to comfort those who are going through the storms of life, who are missing something, who have discovered that something is missing in their lives, whether it's a person, whether it's a thing, whether it's a career. Lord, we're just asking you, would you continue to uplift and bless and lend a helping hand for those individuals, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to crown this old head of mine from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, Heavenly Father. And we're asking, would you bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, and not just the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, but other ministries, Heavenly Father. Who allow you to come in, Heavenly Father, and reign and rule all over the place, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the opportunities of travel. We thank you for the opportunities of spreading the message of God. And we're asking you, would you continue to lead and guide us into those places where individuals want to hear about God and want to see who this God is that we serve, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each gift that you give, and we thank you for the giver of the gift, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking that you bless each guest who comes on the show, Heavenly Father. Lift up their family. Lift up their ministries, their careers, Heavenly Father, anything they touch, please allow it to prosper, Heavenly Father. We're asking would you bless this segment to be something that you are pleased and acceptable with, Heavenly Father. We're asking would you bless it to be ordained and anointed by you, and let the people know, as well as the speaker know, what you would have us to do so that we may see your face once again, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, there have been many inbox statements of people missing loved ones, of people not having answers, of people not knowing where people are, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you today, on this day, would you continue, Heavenly Father, to keep those families lifted up, and wherever the lost sheep are, Heavenly Father, whether they went off on their own, Heavenly Father, or whether they wandered off, or whether they were forced or taken, Lord, we're asking you, would you bring closure to this day, Heavenly Father, would you bring closure at your own time? We're making a manifestation in the atmosphere for those hearts that are heavy, for those minds that need to be made up, Lord. We're making a declaration, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, because we know that because they don't know, you know, and you're an all-knowing God, Heavenly Father. We're asking with that prayer, continue to extend all the way from Waco, Texas, to wherever there is a missing soul, missing person, Heavenly Father, whether it's been days, months, years, decades, Lord, we're asking you, would you bless information to surface, because we believe in you and we believe in God, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to bless careers, continue to bless ministries, continue to bless anointings, Heavenly Father, and to keep them secure and in your care where we may do what you have asked us to do, Heavenly Father. And once again, we're just asking you, would you continue to bless the word to go forth, Heavenly Father, so that you will be pleased and so that you will give the approval, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the platform. Lord Jesus, now that we conclude our prayer, we never disclude you or we never leave you from anything we're doing. We're asking you, would you be the center and would you be the attention getter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, as I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to read to you 1 John 4:4. And it says, but you, point to yourself, say your name, belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory. That's encouraging, saints, over those people. Because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Jesus is asking us today to come or allow him to come into our lives. I have read to you 1 John 4:4. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And I want to read that one more time. 1 John 4:4, because someone needs to hear this encouraging word, whether you're missing someone, whether you don't have answers, whether you're waiting on a breakthrough, whether you're in a breakthrough, whether you're coming out of a breakthrough, going into a storm. The Lord is saying, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Once again, that was 1 John 4:4. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, doers, hearers, and seekers of his holy word. Today we are going to touch a little bit on the subject of I searched all over and could not find nobody. But one day I found somebody, and that somebody I found was greater than the world. Once again, I searched all over and could not find anyone. But one day I found someone who was greater than the world. And, you know, some of those lyrics, I searched all over and could not find nobody, that would be by Mr. Vashon Mitchell. But Mr. Vashon Mitchell sang that song, and we all have a ministry. We all have something that we want to dedicate unto God. And once we find Jesus, who has always been in our lives, we have found something greater than the world. We have found something greater than the world. So in looking at this particular topic, I searched all over and could not find nobody. But I found someone greater. We are going to look at some of the examples in the Bible, and then I'm going to give you what thus says the Lord, and then we are going to go through our activity this time, our stress relief activity. I've had inboxes about that. Then I'm going to give an encouraging word, and then after I give that encouraging word, then we're going to go to the announcements. I'm going to bid you farewell. I searched all over and could not find anyone. But one day I found a friend. I found someone very special, and his name is Jesus. In looking at this particular theme from 1 John 4:4, in the Bible we find that not only have we found someone who is greater, but in the Bible there were accounts of individuals finding someone greater. If we go back to the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years, as I said before on many of the broadcasts, I am sure that she visited a lot of doctors, and she went and told a lot of people that she was in excruciating pain, that she was bleeding, and that she was hurting. And I'm sure that many of those individuals may have prayed for her. The doctors may have tried to treat her. But one day she heard that there was a man who was coming to town, and his name was Jesus. And as she looked out of her window, I could imagine her seeing a crowd of people around Jesus Christ himself. And those individuals wanted to know who this Jesus Christ was because he was doing some great things. And you notice I said some great things, not just some things, but some great things. Amen. And so she began, as I said before, to press her way through the crowd. Matter of fact, when she was pressing her way through the crowd, I'm sure that she was stepped on a little bit because people wouldn't expect individuals to come and crawl on the ground to meet such a great man. And so she began to press her way through the crowd, and she said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, she said, I will, you got it, be made whole. And she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and of course he said, who touched me? We talk about that indirect speech, who touched me? Jesus is all-knowing individual, so therefore he knew who touched him, but he wanted the lady to know that he acknowledged her, and he said, who touched me? And he looked down at this lady who had touched the hem of his garment, and he told her, because of your faith, you are made whole. Once again, she was looking for something greater. Many times in life, it may not be an issue of blood that we're going through. It may be an issue, a financial issue. It may be a marital issue. It may be a child issue. It may be a career issue. It may be a financial issue. But we have to find the greater being, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There is not a place on earth, as a matter of fact, you don't have to leave your home to find this greater Jesus. Jesus is right there with you right now. He's right here right now. And all we have to do is we have to lift up our eyes to the hills, which cometh all of our help, and that is Jesus Christ, because he walks with us, he talks with us, and he calls us his own. So therefore, in looking for the greatness in Jesus Christ, look no further, because the greatness starts within you, because Jesus wants to live and reign inside of our hearts. Therefore, when we go through the storms of life, we already have Jesus with us, and we're not searching all over and looking for this greater being, because this greater being is within us. So Jesus is saying today, if you're looking for something greater, look no further. First of all, the greatness starts within you, because you have to welcome the Holy Spirit into your life. You have to welcome Jesus into your heart. And so you too, everyone can be great because we have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The second example I want to give you briefly is the story of blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, once again, his story is very familiar because it is parallel to the lady with the issue of blood, except blind Bartimaeus, of course, was blind. He could not see. And so, therefore, once again, he heard all the commotion and the people around Jesus Christ, and he called out unto our Savior, and he wanted to see again. And Jesus allowed blind Bartimaeus to see. And so when we meet this greater Jesus, there's a song that says, I once was blind, but now I see. When we experience Jesus Christ for ourselves, when we have that, if you will, that Jesus experience, which is in this new book that's coming out, that Jesus experience, we are never the same. There is a greater good within us. And although things may be falling apart all around us, there's still that greater good within us that allows us to keep going from day to day. So the Lord is reminding us that we belong to him, and anything that belongs to you, you keep it. Is that right? So Jesus is saying, keep him. He's saying, stay close to him so that he can help us to become greater in what we do, to live greater, to speak greater, to experience greater things, because that is the will of God. And he calls us his dear children. There is an endearment. He has a lot of love for each one of us on earth. And he says, you have already won a victory. A victory, we beat death every time the Lord allows us to wake up in the morning and start us on our way. We beat death when he allows us to travel down the dangerous streets and byways. We beat death when we are able to serve a true and living God, and we're able to praise God. So he's trying to allow us to come unto him so that we can experience that greatness that we're describing today. And I have a few questions to ask. But first, before I ask those few questions, I want you to know that greater means something increased. It means something that is higher of standard. And the Lord wants us to live a higher standard in him and to begin to praise and uplift him. He said, if I be lifted up, right, if our praise becomes greater, he said, I will draw all men and women unto me. So therefore, we have to lift up Jesus. We have to be greater in our praise. We have to be greater in our prayers. We have to be greater in our requests. We have to be greater in reading the Bible, because we have to have those greater experiences. And the only way we can receive those greater experiences is if we know and if we have a greater Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I have a few questions that the Revelation posed, and they are this. What greater can you do to serve Christ? What greater, now listen very closely to it, what greater can you do to serve Christ? Which means, what can you do in your service? What can we do in our service greater that will serve Christ more? What can we do, for instance, when there is a program going on in the church? Say, how can I be of service? That's a blessing. For instance, if you're able to give to the house of the Lord, you give. That is a blessing. That is going greater. Through your prayer life at home, when you begin to pray with your family and you begin to pray just alone and spend some time with God, that is greater. And so in looking at the greater, what can we do to serve, it's really very simple. And that is doing those things that God would have us to do, serving in the church, serving in the community, serving at home, serving on your job. And that is the greater good. And then do you believe that God can and will do great things in your life? There has to be a belief. And we call that faith. We call it having the faith of a mustard seed. There has to be a belief that God is able to do greater things in our lives. Just think about it. If you get, for instance, if you are on a ride at Six Flags over Texas, and you believe that you're going to get sick after that ride, you probably will. You probably will get sick. So therefore, in saying that, when we are working for God and trying to get to that greater good, that greater place, we have to believe that God can and will do great things in our lives. And if we believe, what we believe usually comes to pass. You know, it's just like if you think positive things will come. If you think negative things will come. It's a manifestation. And God is saying, through this manifestation, you have to have in your mind that I am victorious. Whatever your victory looks like may be different from mine. But make sure that we allow God to be the center, the head, and the tail. Because if we take God out, as I said before, then we begin to diminish the greater in our lives. And God's goal is to allow us to be greater individuals in him. So I said all that to say this. If we don't do anything else today, we need to make sure that we are doing things greater for our Lord and Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is going to do greater things for us. And so in doing those greater things, we need to step up our game. And we need to begin to have a relationship with God. We need to begin to study the Bible more. We need to begin to serve more than the church when we can, because we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. You know, everything that God has willed into my life, he's delivered. There has never been a time where I have prayed unto God and God did not deliver according to his will. And we have to focus on living greater for God, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I was telling someone today on Facebook that my life is a little different because I seek the approval of God. It's very important to me that God is pleased with what I am doing. It's very important to me that when I get on the air that I give God all I have. Sometimes I'm tired, but I have to get past that tired and be greater because God is doing greater things for me. In addition to that, just chasing after God's heart, that's how we become greater. And what do you mean by that? Do you actually mean running? And the answer is no. The answer is that you begin to study the Word of God. You begin to know the Word of God. You begin to have a relationship with God. And, you know, any time that you're trying to get closer to someone or closer to God, you begin to study different aspects about the person. We know what God like. We know what God does not like. We know how to make Jesus smile. We know these particular things, and that's what God is saying. We need to step up our game, and that's everybody, and we need to do greater things for a greater God because, you know, when we were born, you know, there are certain things that God expects us to do as babies. But once we grow up in the body of Christ, once we grow up and begin to know who God is, who Jesus Christ is, then we have to step up our game and we have to be better for our Lord and Savior. And that's the whole point of this lesson, is to be greater for God because He is going to be greater for us. And that's what we have to remember as children of God. That's what we have to remember as ministers, bishops, educators. We have to remember that we have to be greater for God and do greater things, become greater teachers, become greater leaders, become greater speakers. And how do we do that? We practice by studying the Word of God. We begin to understand who God is, what God represents, and just different aspects of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So therefore, in looking at all of that, we begin to develop a better relationship with Jesus because we know Him and we know, in other words, what He expects for our lives. So therefore, this week, I want you to try to be greater. Try to do greater things, not for show, not for shape, not for fashion, but do it for God. Be greater in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen to the Word of God. Try to please God in everything that you do. Okay? And so the goal this week, this whole week, and we're going to come up with another goal next week, is to be greater for God. And I guarantee you, the greater we are for God, the greater our life will become. God is a good God in that He provides for us no matter what. Even the lost sheep, even those who have abandoned Him, even the atheists, the Lord our Savior provides for those individuals. But God is asking for a greater standard, and the greater standard is for us to be greater for Him in the Word of God. God is not asking for extravagant things. He's asking for simplicity, which is studying the Word of God and doing what God has asked us to do. And that is the goal that I'm going to set for myself this week. How can I be greater for God? How can I be greater in this ministry? How can I have people who love God as much as I do in my circle? How can I get individuals to join my Blog Talk Radio who have a greater calling on their life, who can spread the message of God in a way that God is pleased with, who can be greater, who wants to be greater for God? And that's what God is looking for, and I want to be in that number. And as I said before, in anything that I do, I include the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whether it's the way I act, the way I talk, the way I treat people, because it's very important that we are great examples for a great God. And so I want to leave you with this scripture once more. And then after the scripture, then we're going to go through our stress activity. And then I have some words of encouragement that the Lord has placed on my heart. Then I have some announcements. Then I'll bid you farewell until tomorrow, okay? And once again, I want to go over this scripture, 1 John 4:4. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over these people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. The Lord would like for us to invite Him into our hearts. The Lord is not going to force His way. He's not going to chase us. We have to be ready, you know. It's not like it cannot be compared to life and death. That's something that has to happen. But the Lord will not force us to love him. He will not force us to invite him into his life, into our lives. We have to be greater, and we have to take the initiative and humble ourselves to invite the Lord into our life so that we can experience those greater things. And a lot of times we go through things because we don't have God. We go through things because we have distanced ourselves from God. And so, therefore, we have to begin to rise to the occasion, if you will, and we have to become greater for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? So that ends our segment. And on tomorrow, I will have another topic of encouragement, and we will go greater and higher in the Lord on tomorrow. I want to go over our stress activity. A lot of individuals inbox me, and they would like to go over the stress activity again. And what I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper and pen or pencil. And I also want you to, you can think about it in your mind as well. I want you to write down or think about two things that happened to you positive today. Two positive things. Doesn't matter what it is, two positive things. I'll give you about a minute. Now, you have your two positive things. Now, I want you to think about two unfavorable situations that happened to you today. And if you had a great day today, think about something that happened yesterday. Two unfavorable situations. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to look at your two favorable or two positive things that happened to you today, and I want you to hold on to them tight. Matter of fact, I want you to add them to your list, and we should have at least about 22 now, 22 positive things, and I want you to add them to your list and hold on to them tight. Great. Now I want you to look at your two unfavorable or negative things that happened to you today or yesterday or last week, and I want you to turn them into a positive. Somebody's saying, but one of my negatives is not a temporary, but it's a permanent fixture. Okay, I want you, if you're saying that, this is what I want you to do at this time, whether it's somebody incarcerated, whether it's somebody missing, whether it's somebody that has been mad at you for years, this is what I want you to do. One of the positive things that come out of that is you can still pray about the situation and Jesus can turn it around, okay? I believe in prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. The second thing about that is that if you have someone who's incarcerated, at least you know where they are. If you have someone that's missing, your hope should be in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, meaning that although sometimes you feel hopeless or helpless, you still know that we have a God who sits high and looks low, and he continues to hear your prayer. So the positive thing is you have someone to pray to. The positive thing is that you are a believer in Jesus Christ. And we're going to, and I want to say this because someone is saying this right now. You're going to, it's normal if somebody's missing and you, they've been missing for days or months or years. It's normal to feel hopeless. But the hope comes from Jesus Christ. And because you are a believer in Jesus Christ, then that is your hope. That is your positive. And this is going to be a long road. But the thing about it is we know that God is able to answer any prayer. He's able to handle any situation. So that's the hope that you have in this particular storm. There is no way that we can turn around something, someone's missing. In other words, that's a storm. But in that storm, know that God is with you and know that God hears your prayer. That's the positive. So I'll give you a minute or so. Okay, now with those two unfavorable conditions, I want you at this time to, first of all, those two positives that you made out of those two negatives, I want you to add it to your list of positives. Those two negatives, I want you to begin to pray unto God right now to remove those things off of your shoulder. To remove those things off of your shoulder. Okay, thank you for participating with that, and that is our take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there activity. I want to encourage some individuals. As I said before, any time that you're missing someone or something, or any time that you don't know the answer to a question, even if you're taking a test, any time that you're going through a storm, any time that you feel stressed out, any time that there's an unfavorable condition, it feels like it's a hopeless situation. It feels like you are in it all alone, but you're not, because you have a whole bunch of people around you and near and far praying for you. This is what I want you to do today, and God gave me this, and this is particularly to anyone who is missing something or someone. And the Lord spoke 20 days. I want you to begin to pray unto God. And I mean seriously pray unto God. I want you to let out your frustrations, vent to the Lord like you would vent to someone else. I want you to lay it all on the line to the Lord for 20 consecutive days. If you're not going through a storm, whatever is hindering you from becoming close to God, I want you to begin to pray to God for 20 consecutive days. I guarantee you something will happen, and I'm going to do it as well. Because I have some things in ministry, and I want to pray for my family. I want to pray for careers. I want to pray for a lot of things. And so the next 20 days, I want you to speak to the Lord. And this is the revelation of God. Speak to the Lord like you would speak to someone who you knew was or is concerned about your well-being. I want you to take everything to the Lord for 20 consecutive days. Even if it's the same thing, if someone is missing, I want you to continuously, for 20 consecutive days, take that to the Lord. You don't have to change it up. It doesn't have to be something different every day, okay? But do this for 20 consecutive days, and I guarantee you, after the 20th day, something will happen. And the reason why I can say that in confidence is because any time we begin praying, something happens, just from my experience. But for 20 consecutive days, whoever you are, wherever you are, I want you to begin to pray unto God for whatever it is that's hindering or bothering you, or whatever it is that you stand in need of, whatever it is that you're asking God for. I want you to speak to the Lord like you speak to someone who you feel cares about you and about your problems. I want you to take it all to God. Now, this is the thing, though. Within those 20 days, all right, once you take that to God, once you begin your prayer to God, when you get up off your knees or when you open your eyes or when you stand or sit or however you pray, it should stop right there and you let God handle it. Whatever it is, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's been 1 day, 3 days, 30 days, a year. Pray unto God for 20 consecutive days. But when you begin this, whatever day you begin, when you begin to take your burdens unto the Lord, and it says it in the Bible, you leave it there. So once you begin to pray unto God for these 20 consecutive days, you shouldn't be found by the Holy Spirit complaining to someone about the problem. If anything, you praise God about the situation. So that's the challenge. But let's do it for 20 consecutive days. I guarantee you. I guarantee you something's going to happen. Anytime you pray, something will happen. You pray earnestly. You pray with your heart. Something happens. I guarantee you it's a promise. I'm a living witness that God can do it. If nobody else can, God can do it. That's why I came up, or God gave me the subject of greater. I searched all over. I couldn't find anyone. But I found someone greater. And if that's your testimony, and I'm pretty sure that everyone has experienced that before. When you find Jesus Christ, when you begin to pray unto him, I guarantee you that something will happen. But sometimes we pray amiss, and we pray amiss because when we take it unto God, then we take it back and we put it back on our shoulders and we carry it to someone who is also going through a storm or who just came out of a storm, and that person can't help us. And so we've taken it out of the hands of God again, and we put it in our hands and try to deal with it ourselves. That's how we pray amiss. It's not that the Lord didn't hear us, that the Lord don't want to bless us. He doesn't want to help us. We're praying amiss. So anytime that you are speaking about the situation, it should be glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Amen? So it should be a glory, glory, hallelujah thing instead of woe is me. You got it. So I want you to do this for 20 consecutive days, and I guarantee you something will happen. It's guaranteed because I serve a God who is able to do anything but fail, and it has to be a sincere thing. And once again, I'm going to say this again because we slip back into our old ways after a few days. Once you take that, whatever that is, a missing person, it could be you need a financial breakthrough, it could be you want to be closer to God, you want to be greater in the Word of God, you want your ministry to move forward in the name of Jesus, you want to have endeavors, you want to be a better son, you want to be a better daughter, you want to be a better power, whatever it is, 20 days, take it to God. And leave it there. And I will continuously remind us about this for 20 days. I'm going to start tonight, actually. Praise God. And I just know and I believe that God can bring us through. So whatever it doesn't matter. It's open. The door is open. You bring whatever it is, whatever you have on your shoulders, bring it to God. It doesn't matter if it's puzzling. It doesn't matter if it's bizarre. It doesn't matter if it's unique. Whatever it is, I dare you. 20 days. And it doesn't matter when you start. You might want to start next week. I'm starting now. Because I know what prayer can do. I'm starting right now. And it doesn't matter who you pray for. You could be praying for yourself. You could be praying for your family member. And as I said, these 20 consecutive days, it doesn't have to be all about you. You can mix it up. Matter of fact, it shouldn't be all about you. Because once you take your burdens unto the Lord and leave them there, then we can move on. Is that right? Whether it's you've lost someone, you pray to God for that strength and that understanding and that wisdom and that knowledge. Whatever it is, the door is wide open. 20 days. It's the revelation, ladies and gentlemen. 20 days. It doesn't matter when you start the 20 days. I just said I'm starting mine today. 20 days. I guarantee you, you'll feel better. I guarantee you, your stress life will go down. I guarantee you that God is going to respond. That's a guarantee. I guarantee you. 20 days. Pray unto God like you was talking to your mother or father, someone who cares about you. Someone who is concerned about you. You can vent, but when you finish venting, you can rest assured that you don't have to worry about someone venting back. But you can rest assured that God hears you. But when you finish venting, you need to begin thanking God because he's getting ready to do something in your life because you're coming to him. And that's what he wants. He wants to live within us. We shouldn't have to call Jesus from across town. I'm just being hypothetical. We shouldn't have to call Jesus from across town. Jesus should be in our hearts. That's where we should keep him because he wants to take our lives to greater heights. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm excited because that's so encouraging. Whatever you're going through, it's not too hard for God. Whatever seems like there are no answers, whatever it is, just know that God is on the throne, know that God is available and he's ready and willing to help. 20 days, ladies and gentlemen. I said it right here on the Love, Live, Jesus Up ministry. 20 days. I'm beginning today. Whatever it is, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell anyone. Take it to God. 20 days consecutive. Don't say, well, this is Friday or this is Saturday, and, you know, I'm not going to take it to God. And whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're working on, because we all have fallen short of God's glory. It doesn't matter if you're trying to break a habit, whatever habit that is, God still wants 20 consecutive days. 20 consecutive days of you. 20 consecutive days, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you. And I wish I could fast forward to the 20th day. I guarantee you. It's a promise that God will do something in your life. It's a promise that you will know that you have prayed 20 consecutive days because things will start shifting. Things will start moving. It's a guarantee. And I'm going to start tonight because I'm going to be obedient unto God. All right? So I just wanted to share that with you. And now I am going to go to the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Guest artists, artists, promoters, authors, writers, actors, actresses, please, please be sure to Facebook at Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE or EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I want to appreciate and thank all of those particular managers and individuals and artists who have reached out to me. I will get you on the schedule ASAP. And once again, I just thank you so much, and God bless you. Reaping What You Sow, Gospel Fest and Book Signing Community Event is coming to Waco, Texas. We're already here in the house. Dear family, your church is cordially invited to attend the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest. Currently, we have, amen, mom team. We have choirs, poets, and ministries. If your team would like to be added, please contact Alfreda Love at 254-799-6429 or EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I need to know as soon as possible because we are starting the campaign where we are getting the word out, amen, and people are responding, and we're just looking for all of your lovely faces to be in the midst of the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue. The purpose is a fundraiser for Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church. Now, notice I said greater. Amen. God is looking for greater. Amen. Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. We're in April 5th, 2014. We're at 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas, hosted by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church and Alfreda Love. You can contact me once again at 254-799-6429 or emoney_love@yahoo.com. A book signing event will follow after the event, but the main focus is on the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest for the church. Amen, because it's all about God and it's not about me. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to tell your family and friends about this particular event. I would like for each one of you who's listening at the sound of my voice, to bring at least 5 to 10 people with you. Do not come alone. But the Lord is with you, but bring 5 more people. Thank you so much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to have your prayer list. If you have to have all of your family members on the list, make sure you put them all on one line and pray for them one by one and pray for yourself. In addition to that, I would like for you to continue to pray for those who have lost someone, within the week, within the day. Just continue to pray for everyone and continue to be blessed and continue to watch my Facebook page, ALFREDA Love. Be sure to continue to watch that page as I will highlight some artists and I'm going to highlight some individuals who have made a tremendous mark, if you will, in history. So be sure to watch out for that. Once again, my information is ALFREDALOVE. That's Facebook, or FREDALOVE. You can also catch me on Twitter. And I want to welcome all of my new members on Twitter. Shout out to you. Love you so much. Thank you so much for reaching out. But as I said before, make sure that you know my contact information. Also, just to reiterate, because God has shown me this, the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest and Book Signing Community Event. This is an event you do not want to miss. I have some great gospel artists who are coming. I will tell you all of those individuals as soon as next week. I have everyone's name down, and the ad will go in the paper as soon as next week. So I really want you to come out to this event wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're coming out of town. Matter of fact, I have a few people who are coming out of town, or if you're in town. If you're in town, I especially want to see your face, amen, because there is a blessing in that place, and I do not want you to miss out on it. So be sure to come to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, and you don't have to just wait till April 5th, amen. Our doors are open every Sunday to anyone who wants to come and visit and hear a word from the Lord, because we appreciate your attendance. We appreciate your support. In addition to that, I want to encourage you to continue to support by listening the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. There are great things happening with the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. We have some book things going on. We have some artist management things going on. And I just want you to be sure to continue to pray for me as I pray for you and yours. In addition to that, just continue to just be great for God, because we serve a true and living God. And I want to leave this declaration to you and this recommendation to you. I recommend that you try Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You will be a different person. The experiences that you experience will be greater because we serve a greater God. But God can bring us out of any situation, any circumstance that we have. I just want to say that I'm amazed at what God is doing with the ministry. I'm amazed at what he's doing in my life. I'm amazed at just the turnaround. I'm just amazed at what God is doing, and I know that God is going to do other great things. And so I want to continue to encourage you. If you do not know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, I want to encourage you to get to know him. The Lord is not asking us to abandon a lot of things, but he is asking us to embrace him and embrace the word of God and live for him and not the world. And I said all that to say that just because you may not be as close to God as you want to be does not mean that God does not listen to you or that God ignores you or God voids you out, because he does, and he loves each person who is on this earth. Just like he gives revelations to Alfreda Love or revelations to your pastor or revelations to your mother or father, he can do the same thing for you. The Lord has no respect of person. The difference between those who are called and those who are not is because those who were called accepted calling. If we begin, or just imagine if everyone began to accept their calling, each person, and I want to share this with you, and I'm going to get off air, each person on this earth has a spiritual calling. Did you know that? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. Each person on this earth has a spiritual calling. The difference is, the difference that divides up the ministers, the bishops, the elders, the prophets, the apostles, the regular church members, the deacons, the deaconess, the difference is that some of us accepted and some of us did not. That's the only difference. Each person, pastors, and I'm going to tell you this right now, in your church has a calling on their life, believe it or not. Each person, whether they tell you they do or don't, the Lord has already said, each person in your church has a calling. The job is being the shepherd to find out what their calling is and to make them, as we said today, greater. The reason why people leave churches or the reason why people just go through the motions and just come to church is because we do not push them to become greater. Each person within your congregation should be about the Father's business. Is that right? That's from the little ones on up to the elders. Everyone should be about the Father's business. If they are not, then we need to find out what the Lord has called them to do. The Lord just doesn't bring people to a church or put people on earth just to be, in other words, benchmarks. They're, each person, as the Lord is revealing, has a calling on their life. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what they used to do, what they're doing now. Each person who walks through your door, pastors, particularly, has a calling on their life. Every person who walks through your door is not going to be a minister. Some of them can sing. Some of them can hold the door. Some of them can do this or that. But there is a spiritual calling on each person's life. Every person in this world has a calling. Even the atheists. Imagine that. Even the atheists, there is a calling on their life. Okay? And most of the time, and I'm going to share this with you, most of the time with an atheist, their calling is so strong that they have rebelled against God because they do not want to accept that calling, so they are going against God. It's kind of like, and God is showing me this, when a teenager decides, when you tell a teenager, I would rather for you not to go out tonight because of what happened the night before, and they defy you, and they go anyway just because you said don't go. They wouldn't have gone unless you said something. And so what God is saying is that sometimes the anointing is so strong that people rebel against God. They're not really, they don't really hate God. It's just that they don't like the calling on their life, so therefore they're going to try to distance themselves from anything that has to do with God. You know, it's kind of like, and God showed me this, and I'm going to have to get off here. It's kind of like when you go speak at a club, you know, and when I say that, when you take the word of God to a club, you know, when someone invites you, okay, can you come speak at this birthday party, but the birthday party is at a club. When you speak at a club about God, then people are looking like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to hear this. I just want to get down and dance, you know. So there is a calling for each person. There is a calling and a purpose for each person. It doesn't matter how they look. It doesn't matter where they came from. It doesn't matter who their folks are. It doesn't matter, you know, if they say, I'm just here in the church. There is a purpose, and we have to discover it. Pastors, you have to discover that purpose. So begin looking tomorrow, God's will, because you're going to have some people who come, and they're not going to be so ready to tell you that, yeah, you know, I'm minister. They're not going to tell you that, yeah, I can sing. You have to form that relationship with them like God is asking us to do for 20 days. So that we begin, so that we can begin to know him better, so that we can begin to see the greatness. And so once you begin to know people better, amen, pastors in the church, is that right? Then you begin to see the greatness out of those people. All right, so I want to share that with you. So if you're in a church, amen, if you're in a church and you come every Sunday, we thank you. Faithfully, if you put your tithes and offering in, we thank you. If you pay or if you just pray, if you just come, we still thank you, but God has a job for you as well. So when somebody asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other. In addition to that, if you would like to visit a church tomorrow, all right, come to 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church. It's right by Bailey University. It's on the corner. You cannot miss it. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is your host, Alfreda Love. Be sure to Facebook, ALFREDALOVE or EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Till tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.